This show totally rocks.
That's the way things go. Our people change as they grow. Apart in this world. Let's hope it's not wasted. Oh, it's such a shame.
It's the show, Rocks. Oh, it's Thursday night. Oh, it's Derek Mouthpiece here, giving you a bit of your weekly punk rock injection. I hope it's not the only one you get. Oh, it's such a shame, and it is such a shame. 5 years and 2 days ago, Jay Retard passed away, January 13th, 2010. So, as a mark of respect, I am going to play all Jay Retard-related material tonight, ranging from the bands he was in, stuff he produced, stuff other people he was in bands with did. There's one that's just a guitar solo that he played on another band. There's loads of stuff. There's hours worth of stuff that I could play, but I'm just going to try to keep it to an hour. I'm going to start with the first song off the first studio album that the Retards put out, Teenage Hate. This is I'm So Gone.
I'm
All right, breakdown off the Retards 1999 album, Growing Up Fucked Up. Fairly raw. He stayed fairly raw, but he moved on to, then to the Lost Sounds. Put in a few keyboards. Still lots of screaming, though. He was a very, very angry man. This is I Sit, I Watch, I Wait off the eponymous album.
I'm
alrighty, is nothing if not busy. That was Lost Sounds. I put out four full length albums and a bunch of 7-inches as well. That was I Get Nervous. Next, he moved on to Bad Times, who had Eric Friedel, Eric from the Oblivions and Garner Records. Also featured King Louis Blankstein that was in The Exploding Hearts as well. So this is the Bad Times. This is Trapped in the City.
One, two, that'd be lots of fun. I
All right, another J-retired vehicle there. The Nervous Patterns with Not Living in a Modern World. Before that, we had The Final Solutions, which features Jay playing the drums. Someone else screaming. He moved on again, a new band, the Angry Angles. This is You Call It Love.
Black eyes.
Right. So we had a bit of Destruction Unit there. With Warm Leatherette. We also had a bit of Terror Visions with World of Shit. That was Jay's one man electronic band. He was still very angry, and then all of a sudden Pop came out. We saw a bit of it on the angry angles there. But when Blood Visions came out, it was a revelation. He was a pop maestro in hiding, and this is when it really started for me anyways. And everything up until his death I thought was great. I thought it dipped a bit there when he signed for Matador, but watch me fall. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll start with Blood Visions, the title track off the first solo album when he started calling himself Jay Retard. I think he played everything on this album, and it's great.
Change.
right, so obviously I wasn't the only person that noticed Jay Retard when he came out as Jay Retard and started doing his solo albums. He put out a load of 7-inches in 06 and 07, and then he got signed to Matador and did, what was it, once a month he put out a 7-inch for 6 months. So that was Screamin' Hand. That was off the Matador 7-inch compilation. Or I didn't pick up any of them because I didn't really rate him. He got very radio-friendly. He was trying to make his big move to the next level. I suppose he kind of made it. But I did pick up the double album, the compilation of all those singles. And the song I played before that was In the Dark. The one 7-inch I did pick up before, it went all crazy prices for 7-inches on eBay and all that. It was In the Dark. That also came out on a compilation. If you're going to get one or the other, get the 06, 07, because it's deadly. But then he came out with the final album, which splits opinion, and I think is a fantastic album. I think it's a great end to his career. It's unfortunate that he died, but it is a great bookend on his songwriting. So pick up Watch Me Fall. It's fairly cryptic with him looking like death on the front and everything, but fair play. This is a Rotten Mind.
I see myself high up in the sky. People around me hoping I don't die. I'm just taking a ride on a pink balloon, and I promise I'll be coming home real soon. I know where I wanna go, and I don't wanna be this way. Surrounded by people that wanna watch me fall.
So there you have it, the chronology of Jay Retard from the Retards to his death 5 years ago, 2 days ago. But I think the reason that I admire him so much is that he was just all about the music. He did nothing else. He couldn't even talk to people. Like, he was a complete asshole, and I think he probably would have been the first one to say it. I mean, his band left at the height of their fame, quit in the middle of a tour. Which is when we saw them. They came over, played Whelan's, and it was one of the best gigs I ever saw. It was great. I'm so glad I saw that. I'd be bulling if I missed that. But his band, Stephen Pope and Billy Hayes, went on to join Waves, who played this song. This is this show rocks. This is Radioactive International. This is Thursday night. We are doing a Jay Retard special. Let's keep going. I'm going to play loads of bands now that he was either in, he had some contact with in some way. I'll try to earmark them as we go along.
Let the sun from my eyes, let it burn my back, let it shine.
None other than the Barbaras, Stephen Pope and Billy Hayes band before they joined the J Retard band, and I believe that album was rescued off J Retard's hard drive, posthumously, with the help of Alicia Trout, I believe. The next band I'm going to play is the band that he got to replace the lads when they told him to get stuffed in the middle of a tour. It was a rhythm section from the band The Cola Freaks from Denmark. This is Paranoid.
Jag märker att det är det. Jag vet inte om jag är det. Jag märker att jag.
quite a bit of the Brutal Knights there with Extreme Lifestyle. The connection to Jay there is he played the solo on that song. He was also involved in mixing and mastering and producing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to play a band that I think he just mastered this. It's Hex Dispensers, the first album he mastered. This is HD Local 23, the first song. Loads of retarded connections there. That was Earth, Men, and Strangers, which features Ryan Wong, also known as Ryan Russo, also known as Elvis Wong, who was in Destruction Unit with Jay Retard. That album was actually produced by Jay Retard as well. Ryan Wong was also in Tokyo Electron, who I'm going to play next. This is She Keeps Me Shut.
Yeah. than just good friends, but you know he never been nicer. And when he has you down, come around here and spot him. I don't know everything, but I heard all the rumors in town. There's trouble in paradise, the heart is gonna pay the price. We always said things that we didn't mean, but now we say them more and more. So when I say to you, I'm getting more like I was before.
J Retired Band People. That was Exploding Hearts, who had King Louis Bankston, who is, of course, in M with Bad Times, who I played earlier. And before that, we had a bit of the Boston Chinks with Swollen Useless off a split with J Retired, which also featured Stephen Pope and Billy Hayes, who were his backing band for the J Retired years. That is about all the time we have for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I have. I'm a huge fan. I found him to be a very inspirational figure, in that he was just so dedicated to the music at the price of everything else, including his health, unfortunately. So 5 years, 2 years ago, 2 days ago, as I said, a big loss to the music community, but it's good to see that there's so many bands that are picking up where he left off, and there are a few people that have kind of stepped up to the plate. But no J Retired show would be complete without, of course, playing his favorite band, the band that made him want to play rock and roll, and the band that got him into it, which is, of course, The Oblivions. So until next week, if you want to get a hold of me, look me up on Facebook, as I saw on an album I purchased the other day. It said, you want to get a hold of us, look it up. It's not that difficult. So look me up however you want to. This show rocks. Until next week, this is The Oblivions with What Rock and Roll is All About. See ya.